Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, I think, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I say, get involved, get engaged, truly be, you know, part of the solution. That's really what it's all about, isn't it? Is it not? No, it truly is what it's all about. I want to make sure, real simple, I want to make sure that you guys, you get the information you need, right? I mean, you know what the truth is. You can put it out there. Because I can't tell you how many times, again, I see stuff floating by. And you know it's off. Not because you have a sense that it's off. I mean, you know it's off because you know what the facts are. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the solution. All right. You know, Alfonso Reitzel is going to join me in a few minutes, and I always have a good time when he's on with me. You have a situation going on right now, and I'm going to talk to him about it, where BLM has sided with, or decided to side with, or whatever, with Hamas. You know, what does that tell you? Does it give you a clue? I mean, in all sincerity, it's all about killing. It's all about, there is no redeeming value, or no redemption, I should say, in what Hamas wants right now. Their whole goal, and we're going to hear more about this later on, their whole goal is simply and strictly wipe out Israel. It's what they live for. Come on, people, wake up. You got to stop listening to this garbage. I don't know any way to put it. You have to stop listening to this garbage that that they're peaceful. The Palestinians are peaceful people that don't want any trouble. And look, let's clarify a couple things here. There's a big difference between the Palestinian people, Hamas, the people running that country, that area, that whatever, and truly what the people are looking for. Can we agree to that at least? In all sincerity? It's just like during World War II, during the Pearl Harbor time. Do you honestly believe that the Japanese people as a whole really wanted that to happen? Do you really think that they knew what was going on? I don't. You know, I again, maybe I am not the smartest guy in the room. I don't have a problem with that. But simply the mere fact that we don't want to be painted with a broad brush, let's not paint them. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Are you with me? Can you feel me? Anyway, like I said, Alfonso Rachel will join us in a few minutes. Always appreciate his time with me. Anybody catch last night? Senator Fetterman. Just amazing to me. He came out on late night. I mean, of all the things he could do to make things better or whatever, he comes out on a late night show and talks about this. It had to blow up on him. He talks about how that the best and brightest from across the country are not being sent to Washington. You think he was talking about him? Let me rephrase that. Sorry. You think that he knew that he was talking about him? Seriously. Oh, God. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. As I said before, be part of the solution, right? I wish I could find... Where's the video? God bless. This always happens to me. But anyway, and what's he doing? You've got this horrendous thing going on in Israel right now. What is he doing? Why is he going on late night shows? As a matter of fact, I know, you're going to think I'm a nut. I don't care. Some of you already do. Interesting that when Fetterman was on the Stephen Colbert show last night, didn't stutter at all. Didn't fight for words at all. Seemed to have no issues to speak of. Give that some thought for a minute. Why is it up until recently, I don't know, is it some kind of magic cure they have? Magic shot, if you would. That got him to stop stuttering, be able to put two sentences together. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just amazing. And again, the guy when he's actually trying to get something to roll off his tongue, it's a whole different animal. All right, Joey B's got another challenger. I love it. Same week, President Biden lost one challenger for Democrat nomination. He gained another. Progressive Cenk Uygur announced that he's going to run for president. Dude, he couldn't even win assemblyperson here in California. Just amazing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. So, to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, yeah, part of the solution. You get that by getting informed. You get that by getting engaged. You think you can pull that off? It ain't that hard. You just got to pay attention, line it up, and know that it makes sense. Or at least try to make it make sense, whatever. Anyhow, you know what? It's so hard nowadays because you don't know. I got so many stories piled up about Gen Z and what they want to do at work. Well, let me bring him in. He'll have some fun with this, too, in a minute. Yeah, right. Alfonso Rachel joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. I lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, Zopian Dead, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study. Always appreciate your time with me. Yeah, Gen Z has these list of demands that's 3 miles long. You know, they show up at these jobs, and you know, they think they're God's gift to the workforce. They want 4-day work weeks, 5 hours a day. You should see all the stuff that they ask for. I'm going to go through it later on in the show, but my God, I'm thinking, I wish I was worth that much money when I got out of high school and thought I was all that and more.
Yeah, you could be a gift to the workforce by leaving, which some of y'all do anyway, be leaving and walking off the job and don't come back and still expect to have a job the next time you come back. It's like, come on now. I mean, hey, and you know, I'm not judging, Joe, because I was just as bad. I've walked off jobs, man. I was delivering pizzas, man, and I've had a friend show say, hey, man, one of our favorite bands is playing. I'll take that piece and I'll go see them in concert and not go back for it. So, hey, where do you think Gen Z learned this stuff from?
You know, then we were a different world altogether. My God, if I had walked off the job like that, went to a concert, my dad would have come and got me, okay? They would have called the house and said, hey, is your son okay? Because he just kind of walked off the job. We don't know what happened to him. He'd go to a concert and say, you sick? Say something, no? Come with me.
And you're going to be sick.
Oh, yeah. He would drag you by the scruff of the neck all the way back to work. Go, here he is. I found him for you. You know? So, but those days are gone, right? Because you can't be that mean. That's just, you know, mean. You're intruding on the kid's privacy. You know? Shut up.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I needed that kind of discipline, too, man. What I did was not admirable. Doing stuff like that, that's just like a few instances, man. But, I mean, it was a really good concert, though. It was a really good concert.
God.
And the pizza was good, too. That was a bonus.
There was a crisp, different kind of odor in the air when I went to my first concert. And I don't think it was incense either. Just saying. My first concert I ever went to was Chicago and the Beach Boys together. Very first one.
Ooh.
And that was 170 years ago. Oh, no, that was cool, dude. That was. But they didn't do anything together then. So, like, the one band came out and played, and the other band came out and played, and that was pretty much it. So
actually, a ticket I wouldn't have mind seeing. I think a couple of years back, like Chicago and Earth, Wind and Fire played together.
Yeah, isn't that what I did? I say that or not? Who did I say played?
You said Chicago and the Beach Boys.
Oh no, I wouldn't go see that. It was Earth, Wind and Fire, Chicago. Sorry.
Was it? How do you get something like that mixed up, Joe?
I have no idea. Maybe because I was listening to the Beach Boys stuff earlier today, going, my God, these guys, they don't have to walk on stage out in a walker nowadays, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, those instants that you were talking about, you sure that didn't mess with some of your memory?
Maybe. I don't think of it. There was also some other funny colored stuff there. But anyway, we'll talk about that in another show. No, it's yeah, in those days, really. I mean, we were fresh off of Woodstock. You know, that farmer wasn't very happy Monday morning, right? He gave up his land. But that you told me there were only going to be 10,000 people here. A couple thousand people. Yeah, that place was. Hey, but we're being saved. We really, really, there's a new democratic savior, if you would, coming over the horizon.
Oh, boy.
Right? He is challenging Joe Biden. And his name is it Cenk Uygur?
Chink.
Yeah, he's a chink in the armor, you know. Right? I mean, seriously. Yeah, he's announced that he's running for president against Joe Biden, and because he's sure that Joe's going to lose the election, so he's going to step in and he's going to save the day. And God bless. Marianne Williamson is the only other person left in the race with him. I'm thinking, wow, what a team.
Hey, Marianne
Williams, remember she was told Trump that she was going to fight him on the battlefield of love. I'm going to bring love to the presidency. I'm thinking, Mike, she is a 60s throwback. Go ahead.
Yeah, but why? Why are these people going to run against Joe Biden? I thought he was the guy, man. He was... You know, and all, the economy's fantastic. I mean, everybody's making so much more money. It doesn't seem to go as far, but everybody's making so much more money. I mean, Joe Biden's got it all handled, man. It's like, what happened? This is proof that they were wrong, you know.
Yeah, you know what? You know what they say? The shinier something is, the cheaper it is. Remember that? Right?
I mean, I haven't heard that one.
Joey Biden was very, very shiny when he first came out. You know, I mean, really, I mean, real leather shoes aren't as shiny as, you know, what is it, leatherette, if you would, or...
I think the shiniest thing on Joe Biden is that spot that he's got on the back of his head, man, with that poor plug job that he's got going on there, looking like one of Dunham's puppets.
I tell you what, he's looking, he's got that swing going on. Somebody got to get him some glasses or something. Maybe he really can't see, you know? I mean, his eyes are so closed, no wonder he can't read the teleprompter. It's nothing to do with anything other than he can't see the darn thing. But
maybe
I tell you what,
squints,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, maybe he squints so much because he really can't stand to see the damage that he's done, man. He's like Mumra from Thundercats. He couldn't stand to see his own reflection because he was just so evil.
Oh, that's, you know what? That very much could be right. You could be right on it there. I think that's hilarious. But I got to tell you what I'm loving is Robert Kennedy Jr. has kicked out. He's running as an independent on the same ticket or on the same platform as Cornell Williams. You know, I mean, I think you should vote for him just because of his hair. He kept, you know, the hair has been the same for the last 40 years. How do you do that?
Yeah, just don't let him open his mouth, man, because maybe, you know, other people around from the world might be think he's crazy. I mean, the president is crazy until they realize how much of a commie he is, man. And
McConaughey. Yeah, he's
Matthew McConaughey
too.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Is running?
No, but
oh.
I thought you mentioned him, or it sounded like you mentioned him. I was thinking, wow, there's a blast from the past. You know, he was going to run for governor of Texas, but...
Yeah, I'll pass.
Yeah. Actors, you know what they should stay? They should stay doing what they do. Act and be stupid. Show me to your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I mean, he seems like a nice enough guy.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Iran will not get its prisoner swap assets for now.
The U.S. has announced the freezing of $6 billion in Iranian assets released in a prisoner swap. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv.
None of the funds
that have now gone to Qatar have actually been spent or accessed in any way.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Hamas is ISIS, and just as ISIS was crushed, so too will Hamas be crushed. And Hamas should be treated exactly the way ISIS was treated. They should be spit out from the community of nations.
Negotiations between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union have been halted after talks fell apart on Wednesday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers representing the studios stated that the two parties remain too distant in their positions. Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Real Joe, 855-732-5568. No surprise. Alfonso Rachel joins me. Zoe joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time. Zoe, CNN, they apparently have a problem with videos again, you know, videos that have been doctored up, and maybe one of the reporters who supposedly was, you know, reporting from the fighting zone in Israel, and maybe not so much. Maybe Israel, Tennessee or something, but maybe... And these people wonder why, you know, you question everything that they do, everything that they come up with. Things like this are exactly why. I just love it. I find it so amusing. So
it's one of those things where it's like, we're reporting from Palestine.
Yeah.
You mean Ohio?
Right. Yeah. Oh, God. I love this stuff. Always have. I always get the biggest kick out of it. So we were talking during the break about... there's a school in Massachusetts that has totally done away with AP math. And I'm sorry, and I don't mean to keep doing this to you. I do not understand what the black community is thinking. They're a subset. And the reason they're killing the AP math program is because there's a certain subset of people. Does that mean you're like subhuman or sub... I mean, it drives me nuts when the school board really use those terms about different groups. So a certain subset of people who can't seem to be able to get a bigger percentage of their kids into that class. So they don't want them to feel bad. So they're just going to do away with the class. God forbid we didn't teach them any better, right?
Okay. Yeah, I'm telling you, you got to keep the victim thing going. Because here's the thing about... This is why this goes on, Joe, is because there is no greater power trip than a guilt trip.
That's true.
Two, there's this oxymoron of being an empowered victim, right? And it sells, man. It sells. You know, and it's unfortunate that you've got these people who are going to claim that they are this. And you can't do this because it's racist. And then when you do exactly what they say to do, guess what you are?
Racist.
Racist. So it's like a no-win situation, right? And, I mean, for me, that's just one of those games, man. I didn't play that game, you know, Joe. It's like I remember being in advanced prep classes, I think. And It wasn't because I couldn't do the work. I didn't have low self-esteem about it. I was just interested in other things, you know, and I ditched a lot of school when I was there. That's probably why I avoided so much indoctrination, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get the public school California brainwashing, man. Maybe that was a saving grace of me ditching so much school, but you know, I was scheduled for those classes too. And this idea that, you know, it's beyond us to be able to do or you know, anything like that, it's just hogwash. That's the narrative, man. It sells.
Yeah, it is amazing to me, but it's amazing to me that certain groups let them get away with it. I think I told you last time you were on that last year 16% of the black community homeschooled, turned to homeschooling. And I said, you know, bless God, thank God, they're finally getting it, they're finally seeing it, they're finally, and frankly, I'm even assuming there, because I don't know if they're actually getting it or they're just looking and seeing they don't like what's going on in schools. But the community that gets to beat the most in public education is the black community. And maybe this will wake something. I don't know. I mean, I know I'm reaching. This is right along the side of Jesus' return, of me hoping that somebody gets this, right?
Right.
But hopefully they'll get it.
Right. And that's a great point that you're making, man. It's like, you know, the distinction of are they seeing that there's something better to do, or are they just fed up? You know, and that's not a good selling point for something else that has it. It's like, are you tired of this? You know, we don't really have anything. We haven't really convinced you that we have something better, but we're glad that you're just tired of that and you want to try something else. That's not really a good selling point. And even with the homeschooling, like in California, what do they got? Is this part of like CAVA that you're talking about with the homeschooling?
No, it's the homeschooling is simply. You know, the black community now, more and more of them are homeschooling their children, you know, staying home to homeschool their children because what was going on in the schools, what's being taught, and more for the social reasons. That's why I said to you, I'm not thoroughly convinced that they realize the beating they're taking educationally in school. They just don't like what they saw as of late.
Okay. Yeah, because my concern is, like, I've seen some homeschooling that goes, like, in California. California has this CABA program.
Yeah.
And that's them infiltrating the homeschooling. Says, we're going to indoctrinate your kids from within your home. And it's like, oh, man.
Yeah, yeah. So, and you're right. But there's a lot of homeschool programs in California that have literally has nothing to do with the state other than, they, you know, they've been approved by the state. And those are the ones that tell people. More and more churches are getting together. They're doing what's called co-ops, where a multitude of churches will come together and they're, quote-unquote, homeschooling kids. They're allowing the parents to use their school facilities or the church facilities to do certain things, which helps them in science and those kind of stuff. So
very cool.
Yeah, they're skinning that cat a different way, which is really great. So
that's awesome, man.
Yeah. So, hey, I want you to know again that Governor Newsom really cares about the black and gay community so much that he's now implemented what's called Ebony Alerts. And I saw that face. He's issued Ebony Alerts now. So what happens now is if a black child or a child of color gets abducted or kidnapped, there will be an Ebony Alert on the highways, as opposed to, I don't even know what the other one's called, a Jessica's Alert or whatever it was. So all white folks will be categorized in one way and get a certain alert, and all Ebony Alerts will get categorized another way and prioritize. Now, I personally believe, and I know I'm going to catch a lot of hell for this, so to speak, I think it's being done more to drive a wedge between the black and white community. What do you think?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And talk about segregation, man.
Yeah, but he's doing it. No. He's doing it because he loves you. He's doing it because you got the shirt under the stick for so long. He's doing it because the black community's been held down for so long. It's time now we do extra to lift you back up.
Well, you know, I certainly appreciate that Ebony Lives Matter to Newsom. Ebony,
oh my God,
your safety.
No, please don't.
We will give you alerts on.
Oh, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could get along like the Ebony and Ivory keys on a keyboard? What do you think, Paul?
Hey, you gotta get the glasses, man. You gotta get it.
God.
Right.
Oh. And I think Michael was still black then when he did that song, wasn't he? I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry, Jesus.
Would he give him that many alert if he came up missing? Would he give that many alert?
God. I was really, I'm sorry, but sometimes I go through some of these pictures, I'm doing some of the, and you look at him when he was with the Jackson 5, and then you look at him later on, and it's like a very tanned Elizabeth Taylor is what he looks like, you know?
Yeah.
Come on, that's hey, all was, it is.
Right? He was the man when he was a kid, and then when he became a man, you know. But, you know, hey, that's the king of pop right there, but... but no, for real, though, Joe, this does, it stokes more racism. It brings out resentment. It's like, look, this ongoing thing of special treatment, you know, and for the black community, they're going to say, well, there's alerts for, you know, you got your silver alert and you got your amber alert and all that. So we want an alert too. And you know, I tell you what, Joe, when we get those amber alerts, my heart goes out. It doesn't matter what nationality the kid is. Right off the bat, it's like, I pray for the Lord's resolve on this.
Yep.
And trust that he knows what to
do. Yeah. You know? But, Lord, please please make sure you hold up the black kids first.
Yeah, you know. and we know that with the Lord, man, he's not a respecter of persons. Nope. There's neither Jew nor Greek or rich or poor, you know, whichever. It's a human being, man. And that's what – and when you got blacks that are wanting to be – you know, Joe, it wasn't fair that we were treated differently. In a way that we were treated rotten. And we shouldn't be looking to be treated special either. You know, if we're really going to talk about equity. But here we are.
No, well, listen. It's funny when you were talking about Jesus, I'm thinking, bring the little children unto me, right? And, you know, well, bring the little black children unto me. Bring the little white children. He didn't say none of that. He didn't say any, bring the little Egyptian children unto me. None of that was said. Bring the little children. No identifier other than children. Yeah. All right. See, you got my blood pressure up again. I don't know what to say. So, when we come back, I want to talk about the Black Lives Matter president asserting that white people are a genetic defect of blackness. She claims that whiteness is not, now, it's not human, but she spells human with an X. So, here we go. Be back. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite.
My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We always appreciate the time you're spending with us, too. And let me just bring him back on because we've got a great conversation going on here. Alfonso Rachel joins me, who we lovingly refer to as Zoe. And Zoe, you know what? Let's so we don't forget, we're not rushed. Tell people where they can get your music. And I'm going to say it again, like I always say it. Stop buying stuff from Jay-Z who thinks he's better than Jesus. Stop buying stuff from Beyonce who just likes to wiggle a lot. And, you know, buy some stuff from somebody who's on the same side as you from a conservative level, from a Christian level, and support the people that support you in a lot of ways.
Thanks, Joe. I'm at BronzeSerpentMedia.com, and my music project is Sledge X. Be working on some other music projects, too, in different genres. And they can catch the Zoloft and the Zopium Den. Hope you guys will stop by.
Yeah, and like I said, I mean, I think you have a donation button there. You got coffee mugs there. There's a whole bunch of things you can do. I don't mind taking donations. I like when people get some value. Not that they don't get value when I'm talking, but but I mean, they can get a coffee mug and it gives us some value. We make a few bucks off of those and some other things. You know, do something though. Help support us, and that would be great. You know, let's talk a little bit about Israel. I think I was told you and the listeners already know because I've been struggling with it all week long, which is Sunday night when I was watching these videos. This isn't going to sound right, but let me finish it. It wasn't that I was moved to tears by watching those kids die and watching those people die. I was horrified and very hit hard by the evil in the eye and the eyes of those doing it, that you could so cold-heartedly behead 40 babies. Babies, okay? And for people to say, well, Israel's no better, I haven't seen any article or any proof at all that Israel's even beheaded one baby that wasn't Jewish, number one. The raping and beating of those young girls that were at that event, going into the kibbutzes and dragging people out of their homes and shooting them in front of their heads, in front of their kids. The Jews don't do this. They're not doing this in Israel. But it was that, I think I told you during the break, it was that empty hate in their eyes. Yeah. That's evil. That's evil like we haven't seen or felt in a long time in our world.
Yeah, it's demonic, you know. And the thing is, but what about, like, say, for instance, both here and in Israel? We got abortion mills. We got babies that are getting dismembered all the time. Yep. Babies that are getting dismembered by the tons. And Israel is no different. You know, they're pro-abortion there. And, you know, the thing is, you know, with Israel, and, you know, I stand by Israel, but, you know, we got to call it like it is. You know, Israel is a nation. They were the custodians of the codified word of God. Mm-hmm. You know, God, you know, codified this law to them and said, yep, you guys are going to be the custodians of it. And one of the things that's going to be mentioned early on in what was given to them is that man is created in the image of God. Man was made to represent God in nature. So how y'all going to be pro-abortion? You know? Mm-hmm. So I gave you guys this law. The ultimate fruit of Israel is going to come through you. Your Redeemer is going to come through you. So you guys got to know that I'm pretty strict about genealogy and stuff like that and the posterity of your nation. And y'all going to allow abortion, which is the same thing as child sacrifice. And when the Israel stepped away from God to this level, God did send the godless to execute judgment on them. You know, yes, I will send heathens after you, like the Chaldeans. They're gonna come after you, right? They're gonna burn stuff down.
Yeah.
You know, now you've got these people who are snatching these kids out of Israel's home and taking them to the Gaza Strip and be like, I dare you to go ahead and fire on us. They're putting the Israelites in a situation where they're going to have to fire on their own kids. You know, so this kind of stuff is like, don't invite that. Not to mention the ongoing rejection, you know, of the Son of God himself. That's also a big problem. Oh, Thank God for our Messianic Jesus.
I hear you with all of that. I think for me, though, in going, let's go, now I won't say getting past that like I'm just flippantly throwing it off, but it's almost like the joy in their eyes of what they're doing, of the death and destruction that they're causing. Again, it's I don't know, dude. I saw that. It's almost like somebody put, you know, 5 tons of gold coins in an arena and set 200 people loose on grabbing as many as they can. There's just a frenzy in killing these people.
But which is worse, though? I mean, it's a rhetorical question. But which is worse? Somebody who has this demonic hatred that they would do that to their children, or a person who doesn't think anything of it and dismembers their own children?
Well, okay. All right. I have to ask the question, though. I would say probably 80%. Remember how they sold this in the beginning? It was a blob of cells, right? We've come a long way since then. A lot of those young girls, even, who's that famous one? I can't think of her name right now, but she used to work for Planned Parenthood. And she said when she went to work for Planned Parenthood, she's now a big advocate for life, if you would. But when she went to work for Planned Parenthood, she thought she was helping these girls out that were in a bad way, and that it truly was just a blob of cells. It had no heartbeat, no soul, no life, no nothing, because that's what she was taught in school.
I would contend though, Joe, see, with the Israelis, man, you know, when they have their bar mitzvah and bat mitzvahs, they're, you know, like, we're like 13, man, and they've got to demonstrate that they can comprehend the law.
No, you're right. I'm not suggesting to give them a pass.
No, I know, okay, saying, good. But I mean, yeah. it's a fair thing to examine. But with them, even as coming into their teenage years, they understand that the Lord knew them before.
Yep.
You know, it's like, I'm the one who knit you together in the womb. It's like, I've always known you. You know, so they already know that.
Yep. Oh, yeah, yes. 12 times over. I mean, of all the peoples that there are, I mean, look at what the Lord's done for them over the years, over the decades, over the millennials. I mean, seriously. You know, just in studying David recently, look at all of what went on during David's time.
Mm.
And for all intents and purposes, God covering his behind, you know, a half a dozen times, right? So Israel still has the ability to turn. Israel still has the ability to come back. But it doesn't look like it. I don't know. I look at that. You look at that evil and that hate. And, you know, that's a loving God. Their God is a loving God. You know, and now I will say, some people say, well, Joe, don't mix up the Palestinians with Muslims as a whole. Well, I don't know what to mix them up with, because every Muslim country around them, I won't say totally supports them, but does support them in a way, shape, manner, or form, whether it's with money, places to hide, and that kind of thing. So, you know, you are part of it. You're a co-conspirator, if you would.
Yeah, total accomplices. And you know, the weird thing is, man, this is going to go on for a long time. It's because it's Palestine's nature. Palestine, which is coming from the word Philistine, and Philistine literally means, it basically means rolling around in butthurt. It's really what Philistine means. It's just it's constant. It's mourning. It's just you migrate from one thing to mourn about to the other. That's what Philistine means. They're professional victims.
Yeah. Again, amazing. I think that Israel, once unleashed, will whip their butts in a relatively short period of time. Every war they've gotten into, every fight they've gotten into, every battle they've gotten into, they've pretty much put the lid on it within, you know, 10 days, 12 days, 15 days, kind of thing, in this area.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe we should take lessons from them. Maybe we should have them go over to the Ukrainians how to fight. What do you think?
Right. And that's, you know, because one of the things about Israel, man, their campaigns are like, they're miraculous. You can't even do military studies on them because it's like, dude, God was with you guys. And that's what Israel needs to understand. Like, the Lord is merciful and he's with you. Why do y'all, man, it's like, he came to you as a redeemer and you rejected him. And I only say this in love, man. I don't say this to admonish Israel. I say this in love. It's like, look, man, get down with who your Redeemer is.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we only got like 2 minutes left, right? I don't want to get to this story. And Black Lives Matter, one of the Black Lives Matter's presidents, I don't even know who's president of these things anymore, came out and said that white people are a genetic defect of blackness. She said that the whiteness is not humanness. Right, but she uses X, like human, instead of an I, humanness, and that white skin is subhuman, citing white people as recessive genetic defects. She argues that white supremacy exists to safeguard white survival, as they can only reproduce themselves. She further claims that melanin is vital for the traits like strong bodies, intelligence, sensory abilities, she goes on and on. What do you think?
This is a person, man. This is a very insecure person trying to reverse the roles of these are things that white people have said about black people, the whole subhuman thing and stuff. And she's trying to flip the script, man, and flip it around and trying to, you know, make it just do a reversal. And it's a pathetic attempt at her own self-esteem. And that's really all it comes down to.
Yeah.
Man. This stuff ain't science.
Yeah, I agree. I love this stuff. It's like, I'm sorry. And what did you do with the $60 million you guys got? Oh, that's right. You don't know. Anyway, it's always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, people, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Barak Lori joins me to also talk about what's happening in Israel today. We'll be right back.